standing up for the rest of America on the front lines of freedom. This is the Steve Gerber Show. God bless America for Thursday, June 20th, 2019. Thanks for being here. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, a Syrian refugee that came to America just 3 years ago has been arrested in a plot to bomb a Christian church in Pennsylvania. He also swore his allegiance to ISIS, but don't worry, our immigration system is working just fine. Number two, Democrats finally figuring out that the enthusiasm gap could be a very serious problem for them in 2020. I guess they noticed people camping out for two nights in Orlando to see the president. What Democrat would they camp out for? And number one, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's outrageous comments comparing migrant detention centers on the southern border to concentration camps that murdered millions during World War II, getting tremendous blowback, but some Democrats still do not have the courage to speak up and do the right thing. We'll get to all of that shortly, plus reparations and the battle on Capitol Hill. But first, breaking news for you this morning. A U.S. Navy drone has been shot down by an Iranian missile over the Straits of Hormuz. That, according to sources within the military, a high-altitude drone shot down Thursday by an Iranian surface-to-air missile amid heightened tensions in the region after last week's attacks on two oil tankers that has been blamed on Iran. The commander of Iran's Revolutionary Guard said the shooting sends a clear message to the U.S. He said, while Iran has no intention of war with anyone, it is ready for war with anyone. The U.S. Navy's MQ-4C drone, which has the same wingspan as a Boeing 737, it's giant, was over international airspace at the time and about 17 miles from Iran. Captain Bill Urban, a U.S. Central Command spokesperson, declined to comment further. We'll keep you up to date on this story as it develops. But more tension with Iran. You know, our buddies from the Obama administration, the Iranians, the ones that just want to make nuclear weapons go away and have peace in our time. Yeah, the same Iranians. That is a state sponsor of terrorism is what Iran is. Now, turning back to some of the most egregious comments yet from the freshman class in Congress, this time Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She comes out on a video, and she said so many things that it's appalling, but this time she comes out and says that internment camps, migrant camps on the southern border that are set up by the United States government to take in those that have come into our country illegally are somehow akin to concentration camps of World War II. She says it's the same thing. You know, the same camps that the Germans ran in Poland, in Germany, in Romania, and murdered millions of gypsies and Jews, that somehow America detaining those that come into the country voluntarily and illegally, it's the same. I want to refresh your memory because there is so much to go through on this, because you have so much pushback on this, but you also have cowardice on full display from the likes of people like Nancy Pelosi. Let's start, however, with AOC laying the claim that somehow America is now running concentration camps. It's bite number one. Go.
The United States is running concentration camps on our southern border, and that is exactly what they are. They are concentration camps. And if that doesn't bother you, I want to talk to the people that are concerned enough with humanity to say that we should not, that never again means something, and that
I can't believe she went to just stop again. What bothers me is that she is so ignorant of history, and she tries to proclaim herself as some sort of an astute observer of history, and she is so bright, and she just really isn't. And that she has followers. And it makes you wonder, where does she get her information? Who whispers in her ear that it comes out her mouth and it goes out on social media and she does little videos like we're hearing there? Where does this information come from? Is it from her friends at the bar where she used to work? Not denigrating those people. I just want to know where her source of information is. Well, these camps are just like concentration camps. Have you ever been to Auschwitz or Birkenau or any of those places in Poland where these camps murdered millions of people? The biggest mass murder in world history occurred at Auschwitz. More than a million people believed to be put to death in one place, one camp, one ideology, in pursuit of Nazism. Some people actually had the courage and the understanding to call it for what it was. Amazingly, one of those people, New York City Mayor and presidential candidate Bill de Blasio, He gets it. Here's a guy who actually gets it, a guy who is, you know, and also ran, getting less than 1% polling in the numbers to be president. Nobody wants him to be president. They don't like him as mayor either, but he is smart enough to understand this topic, which is far more than I can say for her. We go to bite number two, Bill de Blasio. Go.
I'm curious, were you uncomfortable with the way Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez compared what's going on down at the border with concentration camps? Because some people took offense to that. Wait a minute. And this gets at language. This goes to the same thing.
100%.
This is somebody who may not understand what that means.
They are entirely different realities. Yeah.
And so she was wrong, and you would be critical of her. You would tell her not to use that language.
I respect her greatly, and I feel very close to her in terms of philosophy. But of course she was wrong. You cannot compare what the Nazis did in concentration camps, unfortunately, is without any historical. I mean, it's a horrible moment in history. There's no way to compare.
So Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York City, who's also running for president, gets it. He's a guy that can actually say, you know what, that's completely wrong, and it is. She got it wrong. She should apologize, not just to Jews here in the United States, but to those around the world and gypsies and anybody else that was maligned and destroyed and murdered by the Nazis. She should flat out apologize. Don't expect it anytime soon. But one of the Democrats that should get it, that should step up and say, hey, you can't say that, is Nancy Pelosi. But Nancy Pelosi being weak-willed and fearful of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her ilk, because Nancy Pelosi knows she has a tenuous hold on power right now as the Speaker of the House. She knows if she crosses these freshman members of Congress, it could create problems for her. They want impeachment. She doesn't. So anything that comes down the pike, if she doesn't say anything, she thinks she's in better position. But in this case, she looks a bit foolish because Nancy Pelosi fails to call it for what it is, and she looks like a complete coward. It's bite number four. Go.
Emily. Hi, Madam Speaker. So Rep. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is under fire again for some comments she made about concentration camps. I'm wondering if you've talked to some of the freshman members about the power of their words and the use of their social media and what you're thinking of all this back and forth.
These members of Congress are, they come and represent their district and their point of view, and they take responsibility for the statements that they make. I'm not up to date on her most recent one. I saw something in the news, but I haven't spoken to her about that. I do have some comments to make to my caucus writ large about the political nature of how politically charged the atmosphere is. So understand that while the Republicans have no interest in holding the president accountable for his words, they will misrepresent anything that you say just if you have one word in the sentence that they can exploit.
So Nancy Pelosi tries to deflect and say, well, the Republicans, Donald Trump, they'll twist your words. They'll try to misinterpret what you're saying. No misinterpretations here, Madam Speaker. And you are a coward for not speaking up and saying this is wrong and this should be condemned and you should apologize to all. That's the bottom line. And trust me, this is coming more from Democrats than Republicans right now. Some Democrats speaking up. Even CNN and the clown car of reporters there got it right, believe it or not. More on that straight ahead. Getting rolling now on a Thursday. It's the Steve Gerber Show. We'll be right back.
It's hiring season in the construction industry, and have they got a job for you? Find out at MichiganConstruction.com. Major companies are looking to fill positions all over Michigan, so when the weather breaks, they can get to work, and so can you. If you're looking for a great place to hang your hard hat, check out MichiganConstruction.com. Before the snow melts, you can have great pay, health care, benefits, and a future, because it just might be a career. Go to MichiganConstruction.com. That's MichiganConstruction.com, because Michigan is hiring.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.